Hello, welcome everyone. Today is our August new moon gathering. And then you can see Linda is a saging for us.
Yeah,
thank
I caught
you
on
so
fire
much.
Again.
Yes.
So that's always a good sign.
Okay, and then we have Janet, we have Natalia, and we have Jennifer. And we're missing one person.
Louis.
Okay, maybe he's sleeping already. But anyway, so welcome everyone. Today is August new moon gathering. And also we know once a year, very important event that we are in right now is the Lionsgate portal. So today, this morning, because I was in Mount Shasta, so I woke up early. So the spirit kind of, make me to do this PowerPoint for today's show. So that's good. So we have something we show everybody. Okay. So let's talk about the facts about Lionsgate portal. The period of the Lionsgate portal is July 26th to August 12th. It's about this period every year. It might be like a one day or a couple days, difference every year, but this is the time that you want to focus on manifesting your deepest desire and then manifesting your life to be better and then to be on this spiritual awakening, for you, yourself, and your family, your loved ones, and also helping the Mother Earth to reach the 50 dimension of vibrations and frequencies. Okay, so the first effect about the Lionsgate is it opens during the rising of the Sirius, and then that's the brightest star in the sky. So we know that we are very connected with the Sirius. A lot of masters or the being, higher being, from Sirius, they've been helping us, helping the Mother Earth, helping the human as a whole to, assist us, in any ways on the vibration, on the energy level to, level up, to evolve our consciousness on the Earth. And then Sirius also bestows the wealth, honor, devotion, passion, and creative talent. Okay, so that's the first fact. I got all this information. I didn't channel this. I just Google. So you can also find the information online. But I kind of make a summary so we can go through with everybody here and whoever is going to watch the video, and then so kind of help. Help people to know more about the Lionsgate portal. And later on, we're going to do a little guided meditation to, take everybody to connect with the Lionsgate portal, okay? So the second fact is at this time, the sun is in Leo. So Lionsgate is actually the astrology sign. It's a Leo sign. So Leo,
Can I ask you a question? What was the date it started? Did you say 7/23?
No, it's you see the upper left corner, there's a July 26th to August 12th.
Oh, 26. Okay. I know I didn't see that.
Yeah, and I do see another a website, they talk about July 28th to August 12th.
Okay.
But, just a couple days different, which is fine. But we just know that it's not just a one day event. It's about more than 2 weeks event. So,
well, see, the reason I was asking is, I did the book launch on the 26th.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, wow. But I didn't put it together till you were saying that.
Yeah, okay, good. On the spiritual journey, oftentimes that's what happened to us. We don't really try to figure out stuff until afterward, and then we just realized actually everything was in divine order. You know, the spirit just helped us to put everything together, and we were just there to do it, you know. So that's wonderful. Yeah. Again, congratulations, Linda, for your new book. Very good.
Wonderful. Oh, yes.
Okay, so let's continue to our second fact, that child of the sun is a Leo, is the individualized expression of a divine line, light, passion, and purpose. Okay, so as we know, Lionsgate portal is a huge event on the spiritual realm. Everybody knows about it, and we do a lot of like a meditation or group meditation celebration during this time. So that's why we're having this new moon gathering, and we talk about this, and we're going to do a guided meditation later. So the third fact is the Lionsgate is at the max power on 8/8. Yes. That's your birthday, Janet?
That's my birthday.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
That's my 76th birthday.
Oh, power.
You don't need to know about the age. Come on. But you look so young. I would not say you're 76. I would say maybe 60, 65.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, and activating the energetic power of 8. Because in numerology, we know 8 means balance across all the realms. And 8 also means prosperity, abundance. You know, in Chinese numbers, people love this number 8, you know, because the pronunciation of the number 8 in Mandarin is like abundance, prosperity, you know. So, yeah. From the different culture, we all take the number 8 is abundance, infinity, prosperity, and balance. So if you turn the number 8, you know, like a 90 degree, you see it's become like an infinity symbols. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, it's a very important event. Every year, number 8/8 is a mixed power. So on August 8, you want to make sure you meditate and make sure you focus on what you want to manifest, your deepest
Absolutely.
Desire. And then it will be at least a double or triple times of the power, triple times of the energy coming through to help you to get there, you know, to get there as soon as possible in the divine timing. Okay, so the number 4 fact, the sun and the Leo are linked to the solar plexus chakra, and the energy center, that's the energy center of a personal power, and Lionsgate calls you to accept and amplify your power. So last time we talked about the 7 chakra of Mother Earth. And we know the solar plexus is in Australia, the Ayers Rock, okay? But it also, it's our personal power, you know? So it's very important. That's where your vitality, your passion, your execution, you know, you execute your action. That's where it comes from. So you want to make sure Lionsgate portal every year that we're going to, you know, triple meditation that you can do, you know, that's the best for you and for everyone. Okay. So far so good?
So far so good.
Okay. So today we only have 3 pages, but the first page is the cover page. So it's actually 2 pages. So a guide to abundance.
Oh yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah. Now we are going to do this guided meditation. Okay, so you don't have to read this. I will guide you through the meditation with this information. Okay. So now let's take a deep breath and close your eyes. And take another deep breath. And let's focus on your solar plexus, your third chakra. Visualize the yellow golden color that you see, you visualize, you see, or you feel from our grandfather's sun. You can feel the warmth coming down, and then from your crown chakra going through your entire body. So kind of warm up your body, heating up your body, especially now you feel like a yellow crystal ball in your solar plexus, and then feeling like this crystal ball, yellow, golden yellow crystal ball, slowly expanding outward and expanding, and then cover up your entire body, protect you. And so you soak in this solar power. You feel like your vitality is increasing. You feel like your energy is infusing from the grandfather's sun. Okay, now we take another deep breath. And now we also focus on our heart chakra. And feel your heart chakra slowly open up, and then connecting with the Stonehenge in England. So you can feel Mother Earth breathing and the heartbeat. At the same time, you're well protected with this golden yellow crystal ball. Shield you so you're safe doing this journey together with us here. And now let's take another deep breath. And now let's focus on your throat chakra. Focus on this throat chakra, and then feeling your throat chakra is opening up more and more, wider and wider. And then you feel the energy from the Jinza pyramid. And then on top of the pyramid, you see there's a light, blue light. Blue light coming out from the pyramid, the top of the pyramid, and then coming to you, and then landing on your throat chakra. Infuse that energy, blue energy, into your throat chakra, and then bathing your throat chakra area, including your shoulder, including your upper chest, in this blue energy, blue light, bathing in this blue light. So you're feeling like your throat chakra is opening up more and more. Because the throat chakra is very important. It's about the communication. Communication not only through the words, it also through the writing, like Linda just wrote and published her first book. That's also part of a way of the communication. Like a content creator through the video, through the podcast, that communicate, sharing their life experience to the audience. So it's very important because throat chakra is also about the leadership. This leadership is not about you have to lead others' life. No, it's leading your life and use your own personal life or your life as an example, as a role model. By doing that, you automatically leading others around you to impact, to influence their lives to be better and to be greater. So that's also very important about the throat chakra. And now let's take another deep breath. Now let's also focus on your third eye chakra. And it's where your pineal gland located. That's where your third eye is. And visualize your third eye chakra is opening up a little bit more. And you see this indigo color coming out. So feel like open up so you see the indigo light coming out. You can see the indigo line more and more, brighter and brighter, wider and wider. And then shooting out a stream of indigo ray, indigo light, back to the Ginza pyramid. Because right now, our third eye chakra, Mother Earth third eye chakra is between the Ginza pyramid and moving toward to the Stonehenge. So that's why it's very important right now that focus on your throat chakra, focus on your heart chakra, and focus on your third eye chakra. Because now they're kind of all connected together. And Lion's Gate is also about the energy with the Ginza pyramid as well. So everything is all connected. Yeah. And this is the third chakra is our solar plexus. So today we connect with the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chakras all together. Take another deep breath. And then blend all four chakras color together and feel the energy coming out from all those four chakras within your body. And continue to take deep breath. So you can channel the energy throughout your entire body, not just stay on top of your head. So take another deep breath. So a guide to abundance. The Lionsgate portal opening peaks on 8/8 and delivers high vibes, perfect for manifesting long-held dreams. So now, just focus on your third chakra, your fourth chakra, your fifth chakra, and your sixth chakra all together. Use all the energy, all the power, all the vibration within your body, and then connect it to this Lion's Gate, connected to those earth chakra on the earth. Okay, now call up on your dragon or unicorn coming up right next to you. And then get on them. So now you slowly, you can see your flying up into the sky. And slowly you're leaving the Mother Earth in the galaxy right now. In front of you, you see this is our grandfather's son is in front of you, far, far away. Between that, between you and the grandfather's son, the lion's gate portal is right there. So your dragon or your unicorn taking you, flying you, getting closer to closer to the lion's gate portal. As you see this symbol, infinity symbol, 8-8. And they're putting the lion's gate is a two infinity symbols, horizontal wise. One is in the front, one is in the back. So they're kind of multiply the power, the energy, the vibration. Now you're in front of this portal, and then you feel the strong power, strong energy coming out. You can feel it charging your entire body, charging your every cell of your body, charging your DNA, replacing the old ones, repair the wounded one, and then upgrade it to a newer version, to a higher version. Okay, now your dragon take you in, go into this portal, the infinity portal, go into it. Now you kind of going through like a tunnel, light tunnel, and then taking you where you supposed to go at this moment. Whether it's another dimension, whether it's one of the past lives, whether it's anywhere in the galaxy or in a different constellation, series, Swan Galaxy, or just where that you feel like you wanted to go. You can make the decision, you have the choice to go, and your dragon or your unicorn will take you. Maybe you're going to the past, you know, good memory of your life at that moment, and you want to refill it, re-experience it, and re-enjoy the moment. So remember, the portal is activated by the star Sirius beam in alignment with the pyramids of Jinza and the sun. The alignment is the most abundant event of the year. So dream big and work on manifesting your deepest desires. Start by reflecting on your goals, anything that needs to be changed or healed. Tap into your third eye and the right first 3 times, then 6 times, and 9 times, what you want to attract. And working with the crystals will help you guide your intentions and boost abundance and vitality. So if you have a crystal right next to you, this is a good time to hold that piece of crystal. If you don't worry about it, just visualize that you're holding it. Whichever crystal comes to you at this moment, that's the one you want to hold it and meditate in, you know, in this Lion's Gate portal period. Because this crystal of yours will definitely help you to manifest, definitely guide you in this spiritual, special period of time. Okay? So you don't have to get up, just to get it, just visualize you're holding the crystal, that whichever crystal comes to you at the moment. It might be more than one, which is fine, you know. If it's more than two, then you just hold two on each hand, and then the others, more than two, you can just lay it out in front of you when you do the meditation. They are happy to help you, assist you in this special time of the year. On the energy level, on the spiritual level, on the higher realm level, and of course, on your physical level, on your emotional level, on your mental level. As long as you ask, they are here to assist, to help, to support. So now, claim abundance. Say yes, yes, yes. Okay. So continue to take a deep breath. So you can channel your energy throughout your entire body, feeling the energy. You might see the different color of the light, different color of the rays. Those are the different, resonate with the different chakras, which is all okay. You know, you might see all the rainbow colors, which is even wonderful. So we take another deep breath. And slowly we're going to come back, coming out of the Lion's Gate portal. And then we can see the Mother Earth is far away in front of you, far away on the other side of the galaxy. And your dragon, your unicorn taking you, going, flying toward to the Mother Earth. You see the flower of light, energy grid outside of Mother Earth, protecting, establishing, and infusing the higher vibration into the Mother Earth. And now we're coming down, we're going back to the Mother Earth, and then we're coming down. We're above the Mount Shasta. And then we're coming back to where your body is. Slowly, no need to rush it. And take another deep breath. Feeling yourself completely back to your body. Take another deep breath. Feeling your finger, feeling your toe, feeling your breath, and feeling your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And take another deep breath. And let's show our gratitude. And then we are grateful for the journey that we were on together. We thank for all the beings, ascending masters and angels, helping us, our dragon, our unicorn. We are grateful for ourselves, each individual of us here, are opening up and then willing to receive the energy, the vibration from the Lion's Gate portal. And we thank for all the partners here together, physically or spiritually. And let's take another deep breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay, so this is our new moon, and as well as our Lionsgate portal connecting. Yeah, I know some of you may not be completely back yet. But if you like to share something here now, you're welcome to do so. And let me see. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ditto, ditto. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Yeah.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think some of you still like are going on because of a powerful energy. So we're just going to, you know, stop it here. And then thank you for joining us today. And it's a great session, wonderful session. And thank you for all the supports, you know, all the time from you guys.
Thank you, I Ching.
Yeah, so we will see you next time. Okay?
Love it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.